And residents of Highland Park, Illinois, woke up today to an ongoing nightmare. Yesterday's July 4th parade shooting that left 6 dead and dozens injured. The 22-year-old man, identified as a person of interest, is in police custody. Elsewhere in the program today, the reporter who's dug deep into his online profile. We're also hearing from town officials today. There are reports that they are expected to announce charges. We're going to bring you all that news as well. But right now, Anna Savchenko, a reporter with member station WBEZ. Anna, we're all seeing these terrible images, you know, of stranded baby carriages, scooters, you know, left on the sidewalk after people fled this area. What did you notice when you were in town?
So yesterday, when I first arrived to the town after the shooting, I noticed straight away there was this one house where all of these families were pouring into, and I quickly realized that something terrible must have happened there. And you know, family members were just sobbing there and crying and hugging one another. Mm. And people were just waiting. And I spoke to a man named Diego Hernandez, who lost his grandfather-in-law Nicholas Toledo yesterday. And Diego works at a nearby Culver's, and he sped back home as soon as his daughter called him, who was at the parade, and he was, you know, tearing up as he told me about losing his grandfather. But surprisingly, through all of it, he was still staying positive despite his loss.
We have some of that sound of you speaking with him. Let's listen.
We just got to be thankful. It could have been worse.
But it's still your grandfather.
It is, but like I said, everybody was there. All the aunties, all the kids. We were a group of like 30. Like, don't get me wrong. It's heartbreaking. We did lose a family member, but like I said, it could have been worse. It could have been multiple. It could have been everybody.
Oh, I mean, that is a gut punch, because we understand families like this one. I think, you know, they go down early and they bring all the chairs and they save all the spaces, you know, for 30 people could have been hit. What else did he talk to you about?
Well, it was a somber scene afterwards, because I stuck around and they were also waiting to hear back on two other injured family members who were at the hospital but whom they couldn't visit because they were just weren't letting people in as they were still searching for the gunman. And the reunification scene when the two family members were driven back home, when they got out of the car, one was still wearing scrubs, the other one was leaning on a crutch, and the family members just hugging them, crying. You could tell they wanted to be happy and relieved at, you know, what they were seeing, but honestly, in that moment, they just seemed grateful that they walked out of that alive, and it's surreal.
Yeah, oh, for you as well to see it. I'm still stuck on that these were groups of families. So it is, you know, at least some solace that whole families weren't wiped out. But you were at the police station yesterday. What did you hear and see there?
Yeah, after spending some time with the Hernandez family, I went to the police station, and they had set up a reunification room inside for families that were still waiting to learn about what happened to their loved ones. And reporters weren't allowed in, and I accidentally went inside without knowing, and I just heard somebody like wailing in just pure agony as they found out that somebody that they had loved passed away. And you know, I just still hear that wail in my head, and it's again one of those surreal moments. But there are just so many surreal things happened yesterday that this is just one of millions of moments like these.
Yeah, can't imagine. What did it, you got about a minute here, what does it feel like to walk around?
It was eerily silent after everything went down. Even though there was a lot of action outside the fire department and the police station, with reporters being there, the rest of the town was just quiet. It was gray, gloomy. It started raining at some point. So even though the morning was just hectic and surreal, everything quiet and down afterwards, and people were just waiting, and it just amplified that waiting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that resonates in, you know, where we are in Boston, because there was still a shooter on the loose. so people mm-hmm. had to shelter in place. And we understand one of the victims was also a school teacher and a volunteer at a temple. So, you know, people are going to know who these people are. Anna Savchenko, a reporter with member station WBEZ, thank you so much for sharing your day.
Thank you.